Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4921.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
I would have to say that my dad had a lot of influence on me. He kind of raised me like by trying to teach me all the values that he's learned over his years, and he just wants to like pass on, you know. And he just wants me to be successful, and he's the one that I look up to because he's worked so hard to get to where he is, and that's kind of what I want to be able to do with my life. And so I would say my dad was the one.
What do you aspire to be?
I aspire to be a good surgeon, actually, in the future. That's kind of what I'm studying towards, so that's my goal so far, and it's been my goal for a long time. And I haven't really had any medical background with my family. No one in my family is in the medical field. But for some reason, from when I was young, I just really wanted to be a doctor. And, you know, I worked my way to medical school so far, and I think that's what I want to accomplish with my life.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
I would say, it's kind of a broad question, but I would say I'm a good person, and, you know, I always think about other people. So, like, when I'm doing something, I think about the repercussions I would have on other people and how it would affect their lives. So I'm usually very considerate, so I think I'm a good person.
What types of things make you happy?
Mostly just, like, small things. If I see old people and they're happy, I think you kind of like one life. So that kind of makes me very happy. And just when people do small things for me, like get me stuff when I never asked for it, but I've mentioned a while back with them. So like small things like that are really good.
What types of things make you sad?
Those TV ads with like the animals who are getting hurt, that stuff always kills me.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have and why?
A couple things. One, I think that I highly value is intelligence. Someone who's able to like talk about what they're what the subject is without just trying to make up stuff and has an intelligent background, I think is really cool. And also, I respect loyalty in a person. My friends, one of the things I value most is loyalty, and see if I can trust them with stuff, and that's kind of like the most important for me.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
I think my parents really instilled kind of ambition in me, and also being able to give back to the community. Those are kind of the two biggest things that stand out. I think I'm very ambitious, and I have a lot that I want to accomplish, and I just work towards that. But I'm also very, like, involved in the community. I've been volunteering since I was so young. And I continue to do so, and I think I will continue to do so. So that's very important for me.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
Recently, I haven't been able to because I'm so far away from them. But when I do go back, we usually watch movies together. We have dinner. And I think the best time when I'm able to spend time with them is on like long drives. Mm-hmm. When we drive somewhere, we're in a confined space, so we kind of have to talk to each other. And that's always very fun.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special.
One of the most cherished presents, I think, was when I was very, very young. I think I was like, it was my 7th birthday, and I got my first video game device. It was like really old stuff that doesn't exist anymore, but I had just really wanted it for the longest time, and my parents didn't even get it for me. It was like one of my relatives that I was very close with. And I just loved that video game thing. And that was kind of one of the best because it was so unexpected.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
God. So much stuff. I used to love traveling when I was a kid. I still do, but I used to do that a lot, and that was fun. I played sports all the time. I was always outside, just playing like tennis, basketball, all everything, and just hanging out with my friends and just, kind of running around doing random stuff.
What was the last movie you saw, and did you like it?
Last movie I saw was yesterday,
Oh.
which was no, I just watched The Wolverine. I didn't go to the theaters for that, but yes, I liked it. I kind of like that stuff, so it's
You like
cool.
superheroes?
Yeah, I
Yeah.
like superhero movies.
What type of sports do you like to watch?
Right now, I used to be very into tennis. Like that was like the only thing I used to do when I was in like middle school. After that, I started picking up more sports, like into like national sports and stuff. Like started watching them. So now I'm like watching NBA stuff, NFL. I still continue to watch tennis, and those are kind of the big three that I'm into.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
Yeah, but not like a Hollywood celebrity. It was like more of a Bollywood kind of thing. So from India, so yeah, I resemble someone, but I guess no one else would be able to recognize them.
Choose a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and explain why.
Who I would like to interview? Interesting. Okay, historical person, Andrew Carnegie. He was a really big railroad guy back in the 1900s. Well, late 1800s and the early 1900s, and he kind of had like the greatest story. He came from rags to riches. I think he was like the ultimate rags to riches story, and the way he achieved like so much like fame and power was kind of amazing. And he became kind of the second richest person all time in the world, which was kind of crazy.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
Right now, this. Let's see. Oh, yes, I want to be on vacation in the Bahamas and just sailing. That sounds very fun.
What is your approach to life?
My approach to life. Okay, well, like I said, I'm a person with like kind of lofty goals that I want to achieve, but I take every day as it comes, you know? Like I work to what I want to achieve, but I also just kind of enjoy the moment and just like take everything as it is. Like if I'm walking somewhere, I'm not like thinking about anything else. I kind of just like am in like, just thinking about walking.
Who is your favorite actor?
My favorite actor was for the longest time, God, I'm forgetting his name. The guy who did The Bourne. Who was that again? Oh, Matt Damon. Matt
Damon.
Damon. I loved that guy. Me and my dad used to watch all his movies when I was in high school, and like he was obsessed with it, and then he made me watch every single movie, and then I started getting obsessed with him. So he was my favorite for a long time.
What is your favorite dinner?
Pizza. Pizza. I always come back to pizza, no matter what else I eat.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
The first thing I do in the morning, well, I brush my teeth, kind of, and then after that, I think I check my email, and then I check up on any sports stuff that happened that I like didn't watch or whatever, and yeah.
What is something you wish you could do, but you can't?
Just travel the world. I just kind of want to like get away from responsibilities sometimes and just get away from like, work, studying and all that stuff. And just like go around places and just meet random people.
What is your favorite season and why?
Oh, let's see. the spring. I'm more into the spring because it's coming out of winter time, and so it makes the world seem like so much better, like from bleak to like, you know, sunny and stuff.
What matters to you most?
My family, definitely. They're like the people that I care about the most, and I just want them to be happy and, you know, to like what I'm doing, and I just want to do whatever I can to make them happy.
What great cause do you feel strongly about?
That's huge. I think, like, poverty, because there's a huge disparity between, like, the rich and the poor, and that is kind of, like, not right, and I just think there should be something that's done about that, and that's what I feel most strongly.
If you were a superhero, who would you be, and what would your power be?
Oh my god. Well,
favorite question.
I think I would be like Superman, because the guy's practically invincible, and he has every single power imaginable. So yeah, it's a kind of cheating question, but yes.
So you're in med school?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. When did you first become interested in the field?
Always. I can't remember a time when I haven't been. There was a brief period when I was in high school when I thought about going into technology, because I've always been very good with computers. And I took a Java course, and I absolutely loved it. So I had kind of like a crisis, you know, trying to figure out what I wanted to do. And I decided that, you know, I should go into medicine, and I stick with what I've, with the decision that I've made.
What are your plans upon graduation?
Well, I have to, you know, be a resident and start working, so I can't really make plans other than that.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing? Work, family, travel?
Okay. 10 years from now, hopefully I would be an established surgeon. That's work. And family, I think I would be married by then. I don't know if I'd have any kids yet, because, yeah. But, I think I would be married, and I'd love to be traveling. I don't know if I'd get much time off, but definitely,
I would love to. Are there any particular, like, countries that you would want to travel to?
Yes. Europe. Well, that's not a country, but, yeah. Like, all those countries, they're, like, particularly, like,
yeah.
a day away from each other, so, yeah, I think I would love to travel Europe, because there's so much history there, and I really like history, so that would be kind of fun.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what do you like least?
Let's see. Best, I think I'm very intelligent. I hope that doesn't sound cocky. But I like that I'm smart, because it enables me to, like, you know, succeed. And I think I'll be able to, like, provide to the society in a really, really good way, which I like. And least, sometimes I'm kind of lazy. It's weird, but some days I just, like, don't feel like doing anything, and I just take, like, a day off, and I feel kind of guilty about that sometimes, because everyone around me is, like, always studying, always working. But I think I kind of need those days off, just, like, recuperate.
Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematic theory, or piece of literature that has surprised or unsettled or challenged you, and in what way?
That's tough. I would say some pieces of literature, not like one particular piece, but like a couple, like that I read in high school, especially like 1984, Fahrenheit 451, all those things, they kind of made me question society and like government, because I've always like really respected government and the law and all that stuff, but it kind of showed me that sometimes they're not always doing things that are right, or they're not telling people about the things that they're doing. So it made me be more cautious about what people say.
What was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome the difficulties?
I think, like, for a lot of people, one of the most difficult times for me was in high school. But it was, I don't know, in junior year especially, I kind of felt, like, alone. Maybe it was, like, teenage hormones and all that stuff acting on me, but I felt very, like, isolated, even though I had a lot of friends, and, like, I was, like, you know, I had things to do. I wasn't, like, a loner, but I just felt, like, separated. Like, I couldn't talk to people about, like, things, mm-hmm. and I don't know why, but, yeah, that was kind of the hardest time, and what kind of helped me through it was, like, my family. They never asked any questions, but they were, like, very supportive, and they were always there for me, and, yeah, that was kind of the toughest time for me for some reason.
What is your favorite book, and what type of books do you enjoy?
I don't really have a favorite book, but I read a lot. I think right now what I'm into are, like, dystopian novels, about where, like, you know, people are really oppressive, and someone tries to, like, someone figures out they're doing everything wrong, and then they try to, like, you know, question society at large. And that's kind of what I'm into right now.
What do you do for fun?
A lot. like, whenever I get free time, I try to use it as much as I can. And I also read a lot of books. I hang out with my friends. I play sports. I play basketball. What else? I watch a lot of TV.
What types of shows do you watch?
Everything. Like, I watch Sherlock, comedy show, like Modern mm-hmm. Family, Community, How I Met Your Mother, which just got mm-hmm. finished, Game of Thrones, Breaking Bad, the list goes on and on.
What is your favorite word and why?
What? Gorgeous. It just sounds like really, like, you know, when you say the word gorgeous, it's, like, interesting.
Yeah. Okay. Are you a creative person? If so, how do you express your creativity?
Yes, I think so. I'm, like, really good with music. Like, I have, everyone thinks they have good taste, but I think I have really good taste in music. and I used to play the flute, actually, back in high school and middle school.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
Someone who has goals, but also someone who's, like, very, very caring and is nice to people. I think one of, like, the best tests is if someone is nice to a person that's, like, kind of below them. Like, if you're nice to like a janitor or something, I think that's very cool, and, you know, I try to do that. I try to be like that, so I look for the same thing in a potential mate.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
Remember I said those relatives that gave me that video game present, they I remember when I was a little younger than that, like 6 or 5 years old, my mom told me that one of those, the lady, my aunt, she was not able to have kids, and I really didn't understand at the time, but, like, one time, like, this was, like, right after they found out they couldn't, I walked into a room, and then, like, my uncle and my aunt were there, and she was, like, crying, and I was, like, really confused, and I asked my mom why, and then my mom told me that, and I was like, I remember I was very confused, but I felt very bad for them, because I just thought you'd be able to get a kid whenever you want, if you were married. I thought it was just, like, a thing, like, it just happens, and it just made me very confused, and it wasn't until I, like, grew up later that I realized what was going on, but, like, I was very close to them, and I still am, actually, and they consider me kind of like their son. So that's kind of what influenced me. So I could be able to like help other people in that kind of situation.
Is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
I just think I just want them to be like good people. I don't, it doesn't really matter to me like what they do with their lives as long as they're happy and they are good people and they like give back to the community and they try to make a difference in the world. That's all that matters.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4921.